flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome into the 3 o'clock hour. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, the Lonely Guy, all three just rolling along. Talking a little sports, a little love life.
You can go back to 2 p.m. if you want to know why I'm the lonely guy.
He's a lonely guy.
I believe little love life was the proper description.
Little love life.
No, I think it's non-existent.
Wow. Or that.
Okay.
Wow.
Just we wouldn't know. We don't pry.
I just don't offer anything.
Yeah, no, you don't. You are.
I've learned my lesson.
Tight-lipped.
You don't give us anything. Got a daily gamut coming your way, as always, for our gamblers out there. Make sure you gamble responsibly.
And listen to Tony. Because you're good at this.
Sometimes.
Well,
sometimes.
Yeah, 5-1 last night, and you're leading our playoff picking.
Oh, yes.
Chase, and you also won the regular season. So you've been the guy for a while here.
I'm having a good 25.
Running,
start to 25.
You're running good.
Real quick.
You also tied me up yesterday in the Fantabulous Game Show, which I did take home last night,
Walked you down?
It did. How can I not guess Brock Purdy?
I don't know. I can fully come up with many reasons why I didn't guess him as early as I should have.
He was the last available option, and Scraby got two strikes trying to think of him as a Super Bowl losing quarterback when, A, it happened 11 months ago, and B, it was his team that it happened to.
His guy.
And I named off the other quarterbacks that
you did.
For
that
the
was the other thing. I thought you were going to roll there. You said, well, Jimmy Garoppolo lost the Super Bowl, and Colin Kaepernick lost the Super Bowl, and I just thought you'd go right to the next one.
He didn't.
But you didn't.
Gave up the ghost.
Yeah. At least I didn't lose. If I would have.
I mean, it's kind of like a loss. You had a three-point lead.
When I laid my head down on the pillow last night, I said, at least you didn't lose.
Nah, you lost.
Me, you lost.
You lost. Been a trade. You know, we're coming up on the NBA trade deadline. NBA.
Could you please tell me the Bulls have done something to change up this mess that I've been looking at for 4 years?
Not yet.
Dang.
Not yet. I really do hope they trade Ball back to the Lakers. He started the other day, had a nice game.
He's playing really well. I mean, I've watched a couple games, and he looks really good. He can't play long stretches, but, you know, when he's in the game, they're way better team.
Yeah.
That might be the one guy I wouldn't trade, but Zach LaVine, as good as he is, he scores 30 a game, but they never win. So you got to try something different.
When you go back to right before Ball got hurt, that's when they were a threat, is when he was leading the defensive charge on that.
I know.
I brought that up because there was a trade in the NBA today.
Okay.
Nick Richards, probably don't know his name. He plays for the Charlotte Hornets. He goes to the Sun, and Josh Okogie goes from the Suns to the Charlotte Hornets. Now, I bring this up because a couple days ago on Sunday, I was in Phoenix, and I took my daughter to a Suns game. They happened to be playing the Charlotte Hornets.
Ah.
So I got to see, you know, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker.
Did LaMelo play, or was
LaMelo played too.
Yeah.
And I only bring this up because Nick Richards was one of the centers. He came into the game, got a couple buckets, but he missed a defensive assignment. And their coach lost their mind. And it was actually, me and my daughter stayed for about 3.5 quarters. And it was fun to see a coach. I don't know this guy's name.
No, I don't either.
But he was passionate. He was on everybody. They made a mistake. He called timeout. He'd walk over. Sometimes he chewed him out and explained what he did. Sometimes it was in a nice kind of voice. But oftentimes when we're watching on TV, we only get to see what the camera provides for us, which is usually the game. But just keeping an eye on this dude. This dude was, he was earning his paycheck because he was having to coach a lot. Obviously, the Hornets, I think at the time, were 8-26.
I was going to say he better earn his paycheck somehow because he's not earning it in the win department.
No, he's not. This team is not very good. And they had the lead. They were up 9. And I turned to my daughter. I was like, see, they're 8-26. They're going to find a way to lose this game. And so when we left, they were up by 5 or 6. When we got home, they had lost by 9.
My boy. Yeah.
But it was fun to see a coach, like, getting after it. Like, just kind of...
just maybe prying too much. You took your daughter to a Suns game.
Yeah.
Very nice of you.
Yes. Why?
Should I ask? No. That's not prying. That's not the pry. Here's the pry. What kind of tickets do you get? Like most of us, if we decided we're going to the Suns game on the day of the game, we're sitting in the upper deck somewhere.
Now,
I'm assuming you're not, or you at least know somebody you could have called.
To be fair, I did decide on the day of. I planned it out a little bit. But,
all right.
Yes, I know I have a buddy that can hook it up a little bit.
Okay.
So they were good seats. They were good seats.
I'm assuming they are. If you have
they
a
weren't
buddy,
like
they
floor seats. It was
you weren't the floor. You didn't get the floor.
I was like about 13 rows.
Wow,
that is cool.
That's awesome for an NBA game. I've said this
and
to many
was,
people.
There was nobody there to see. And this is partly why I picked the game. It was like
it
Charlotte
was an
Hornets.
Empty game, yeah.
Nobody's going to really want to go see them. I probably got a good chance to get some good tickets for this one. Let's see what happens.
I've told everybody this before, and I'll say it again. If you ever have a chance to buy up-close front-row tickets, the NBA is the sport to do it
for. It is
just incredible, different than anything you can imagine if you sit that close for an NBA game.
I know we got to get to the day of the game. I was able to experience that one time.
Yeah.
Me and Ricky Weeks, it was his birthday. Somehow he got the hookup at the Suns. It was during spring training.
Right.
And we sat second row behind one of the baskets. It was Suns when they had Amari, Nash, and the Lakers. They had Gasol.
Oh, wow.
Kobe. It was crazy.
Yeah, what a night.
It was crazy.
That's something you won't forget.
Nope, ever.
You sit in the front row at a baseball game. It's nice. It's fun. You may forget it someday. NBA, you would never forget it.
No.
I don't know. If you sit behind home plate, like I did once in my life, which was last year, and just everything off the bat sounds different. The pitching, you could see like the movement of the ball.
But I'm sure if you sat front row in an NBA game, you'd be talking about it.
I think I was 10 rows up in the one NBA game I've been to, and it was pretty awesome.
It's amazing to see those long dudes fit on this small court.
To see them that up close.
I was watching Manute Bol.
That's the game you went to was with Manute Bol?
Back in the day, yeah, with the Warriors.
That's the irony. I watched his son play this past with Bol Bol. Yeah.
Bol Bol. He's on the Charlotte Hornets.
All right, let's get to the daily gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly.
We have some bets to review, so let's get to it. Apparently, I didn't do well last night, and
you and I were 3-3. Tony was 5-1.
All right, 3-3 is not as bad.
It wasn't horrible.
Aztecs were 7-point favorites over the Colorado State Rams last night. We all chose the Aztecs. The Aztecs won by 15, 75-60. Mississippi State at Auburn. Auburn 8-point favorites in this one. Chris and I chose Mississippi State. Tony chose Auburn. Auburn won by 22 points, 88-66.
And the big guy there was Chad Baker Mazzara.
Former Aztec.
Yeah, had a big game for Auburn.
Cavs were 8.5-point favorites at the Pacers last night. Chris chose Pacers. Tony and I chose Cavs. Cavs win 127-117.
Ah, needed one last hoop at the end there.
This one hurts. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander points at Philadelphia. Or, who had more? Or Giannis, home to Sacramento. Tony was the only one who went Greek Freak.
Greek Freak!
SGA had 32 points, which is a lot.
Ball.
Greek Freak had 33.
Mm. Oh, so that's painful.
That's painful. Now, the Nikola Jokic points plus rebounds plus assists over under 52.5. Chris and I went under. Tony went over. And he was way under.
He got a
triple-double. But he didn't score 10, 10,
and 14,
points.
I think.
No, that was just a minor triple double.
Yeah, just a minor one. And then
he didn't threaten that. That was your only loss, Tony.
Carlos Alcaraz against Nishioka.
Quick work.
Minus 9.5 for Alcaraz on the spread. You guys chose Alcaraz. I chose Nishioka, and I'm never betting on you again, Nishioka. He went down 6-0, 6-1, 6-4.
Yeah, he didn't
give you a 15 game win.
Okay, very good. On to tonight. Heat Lakers in L.A. Not a spread tonight, Tony. 215 points over under. 215. Who do you like here? Or what? Over or under? Heat Lakers.
I'm going to say
215.
Under.
You're going to go under, huh? Yeah. That's a low-scoring NBA game these days. Scraby?
I was just checking to
like
see.
108 to 107 would be 215. That's... But the Heat do play some lower scoring games sometimes. What do you got, Scrape?
I'm going to go under.
Also. All right. Well, then I'll take the shot and go over. Is it Jason Tatum at Toronto or the red hot, even though I want him traded, Zach LaVine at home versus Atlanta? Who scores more points tonight? Scraby?
I'm going to go Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum. I'm going to take Zach LaVine, not as a homer, but just because when you play Atlanta, the games are normally really high scoring. So he could get a lot of points. Tony?
I'm going LaVine as well.
LaVine. Okay. Blake Snell's buddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time in my life I felt closest to Zach LaVine when Blake Snell played here, but
not
I don't
anymore.
Know really why it felt that way. Okay, three-pointers made. Tonight it's Golden State versus Minnesota. So three-pointers. Do you want Steph Curry minus one or Ant-Man? Three-pointers made tonight. I'm first. Ant-Man's been hot lately. Curry's not. I'm going to go Ant-Man. Tough one, though. Tony?
I'm going Steph
minus one.
Steph the Chef.
Got him. Scrape.
Steph.
Is he for sure on the all-time 12-man NBA team, Steph Curry, just because he's the greatest shooter of ever?
All-time 12-man squad.
Right, if you put all-time 12-man squad, does he have to be on there because he's the best shooter ever?
Yes.
I think he does.
If you're taking at least two of every position, yes, he does.
I think he's got to be on there.
What is this, Noah's Ark?
Well, I'm just saying. that only takes care of 10. You get two extra.
Let me tell you something. 12 is tough. You sit down and try and do it someday. You're going to be leaving some really good guys off the team.
For sure.
All right. I put these in because I want to make my point how stupid it is that Stanford and Cal are in the ACC. Tonight, Cal is at North Carolina. Have fun. North Carolina favored by 15. Tony. Cal actually has a decent team this year. So does North Carolina, normally, but...
I'm going Cal. They're going to cover.
Cal plus 15. Scraby.
Do they live on a plane at this point?
Yeah, they must, right?
I'm going to go North Carolina.
I got to go North Carolina, too. To make my point that traveling across the country is stupid. And while they're in North Carolina, Stanford will play at Wake Forest. Now, what I was thinking, Wake Forest is not far from North Carolina. Maybe Stanford and Cal should have just shared a plane.
Maybe.
And saved the money. I'm sure they didn't.
It would lessen the carbon footprint for sure.
There you go. All right, Mr.
Yes, it would.
All right, Mr. Environment over there. Wake Forest is favored by 6 over Stanford. Scraby.
I'm going with my college, Wake Forest.
Your college, Wake Forest.
Isn't that the one I like? Or no, it's Vanderbilt.
No, it's the one you...
It's similar colors, right?
Yes, that's right. That's why I'm confused.
Well, I'm taking Tim Duncan's old team and Chris Paul's old team, Wake Forest. Tony, you want to go with a Stanford-Cal double here?
A daily double?
Daily double. Got Cal already.
No, I'm going Wake Forest.
Wake Forest also. All right, our guy that we can't ever get on the show... We'll never get on the show, but I will continue to ask Scraby to bug them anyway. Tennis star Taylor Fritz from San Diego. Come on, your radio show in your own hometown. He's now the number 4 seed in the Australian Open. This guy has moved way up, and he's playing a guy named Christian Garin in the second round of the Australian Open. Over-under is 31.5 games.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, total play.
Remember, it's 3 out of 5 sets.
Gotcha.
If you could win in straight sets and be 7-6, 7-6, 7-5, that would be over. So to be under, Fritz has to really blow this guy out.
Yeah.
I think I'm first. I'm still going to say under. He's playing really well, and he's been routing people. You want to take the over-under, Tony? 31.5 games.
I'm going to go under.
You're also going to go under. Scrab, you want to be a contrarian?
I took a shot on Nishioka yesterday. It didn't work out. I'm going under. I'm
also going under. Okay. That's good. 6 games. 6 bets.
All right.
A 6-pack of predictions for you.
Yeah, I wish Taylor Fritz people would, get back.
And, you know, here's the thing about Taylor Fritz. I don't really hear great things about him.
Okay, I'm not.
And that's not fair.
I'm not going down that road.
Oh, I'm going down the road because I've heard that he can be a little standoffish sometimes. And I don't want to hear that.
Oh,
I want to hear
that. He's not coming on here now.
He's not coming on. Yeah, right. That's the end of it.
Joking.
You know, I was going to come on, and then I heard one of your hosts say that.
I
was standoffish.
We welcome you, Taylor, on the show.
I do. We do.
But you have to face that guy over there in the corner.
Well, hate to say, and I'm not trying to knock you guys, but I am the one tennis guy on the show.
That's you're not knock. That no. is very true.
Yeah. So
you would be carrying the conversation, that's for sure.
All right.
So what do you think about those backhands out there?
Good question, Scrape. let me diverge to you. Yeah, let me go to you here for the key questions.
Do you like the ball being green? Okay, can we move on?
Do you like the ball being green?
Let's go ahead and go to commercial.
When we come back,
we'll have a little potpourri of NFL facts or stories on the other side. Mark and Chris, here's some traffic.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Welcome back. 3:23 is the time of all the people that could pop into the studio and say hello. I can't think anybody'd be at higher on my list. Hello, Sam Levitt of Padre pre- and post-game fame. Yeah, good to have Sammy in saying hello. We didn't give him a microphone, though.
I just turned it on.
Hello.
There you go.
How you been, Sammy?
I'm doing well.
Did you come in to tell us you know something about Sasaki?
Yes, I know. I know when and where he will be announcing. No, I don't know anything. I'm waiting just like you guys are.
There's a rumor that you might be joining us on Friday.
Yes, if you'll have me.
Yes, of course.
It was going to be the Sammy and Scraby show, but then I heard, Tony, you will be here. You will have me. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to duck out Friday so that you can come in.
it'll be nice. Maybe we'll have Sasaki news, Football Friday, big matchup this
Friday.
Weekend.
Yep,
we can have fun. We can talk more about Scraby's dating life or lack of dating life.
Lack thereof. There you go. No. Everybody getting into the act.
Yes. By the way, I've you know, heard this conversation before between you guys and Scraby about this young woman that Chris was trying to set Scraby up with.
We couldn't remember if we discussed it before.
I understand what Scraby's saying, and I understand his concern, because I would have the same concern about getting involved with someone who's very close to somebody you work with.
Right. Would you have that same concern if I guaranteed you that there would not be an issue?
And I also think that you and your wife would be very respectful about that barrier.
Of course they would.
And, by the way, Scraby could have gone on the date, and even had it not worked out after one date or multiple dates, no big deal. Nothing says that has to work out. You have to get married. And I do think Scraby is probably in a situation where he shouldn't be turning down nice offers for dates.
That's
probably my biggest problem. Who is Scraby to be turning down a nice offer for a date with somebody nice?
I want everybody out there to understand this is not Tony or Chris talking.
I have standards, and so
Let me ask a question though about just, and I know this is a while ago. Did you show this lady Scraby?
She can go. She went on the website. Okay. She knew everything was going on. She's fine.
I don't like check out his Instagram.
She was you not, did this. You wanted the same
nobody
thing.
Nobody was stalking.
I'd want to do the same thing. I don't.
Nobody was stalking.
She just went to the website to see what you.
I showed
like.
You a picture, and I also went and met her so that I was sure that she was a nice gal. And I'm still sure of it because
where could you find? Could you
still
finally,
run into her sometimes.
Can you find the DJ Khaled button, please?
No. I know where this is going. I think it's so funny. By the way, Sam, our topic for the countdown on Friday is...
get yourself ready.
Top five things people tell you to do.
That's not how you got to phrase it.
Top five things you are... Society. Basically makes you... Forces
society
you into doing.
Society shames you about.
In your life, yeah.
Five areas in your life that society...
Like that's a good one, actually.
Yeah, forces you.
Yeah, like one of them, this.
we didn't force you to take a blind date. We were suggesting that you got out
there. Well, look, I understand that you don't love the pressure that comes with other people telling you what they think you should be doing with your dating life.
He's not done, He's not done.
But cool. I would hope that you would be, as a single individual, who I think is a very eligible bachelor.
Eligible.
Yes, and a very attractive candidate.
Okay, stop.
For a lot of reasons. Scraby.
Why is this happening? We've already done this on the show.
We have new input.
You have a full head of hair. You know that.
I don't have that.
You got a lot going for you. And I'll get more into this on Friday, and then I'll leave you guys alone.
Pick it back up Friday, guys.
I'll end it with this. I call 2024 the year of Scraby, and I think it really was. He got his own show every day.
I agree.
He looks great. He got really fit. Seems really happy.
He is.
The question is 2025 going to be a continuation of the year of Scraby?
Or is he going right back down to where he was?
Well, I hope not.
Turning this camera around now, back on the eligible bachelor over here.
I'll talk to you at 7 p.m., everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's Wednesday night.
He's following.
Are you here until 7?
I am. I don't like sitting in the traffic around like 4:30, 5 o'clock.
So oh, that's right. Early. We still have the Sam Levitt Wednesday baseball show during the off season.
Jacob said, sorry, Sammy, not everyone has the roster like you do.
The roster's deep. Is that right, Sam Levitt?
Listen up, ladies.
He runs out of the
we can talk about me for 25 minutes, but Sam runs out of the studio.
He ducked his points in, and he got out of here.
Got out.
He got out. That's smart move. All right, we that was that segment. But we do have a couple of quick updates. You wanted to get in, you're right. The Eagles obscene crazy fan who
we talked
about him the other day. Not only was he taken off or banned from ever coming to a game again, but he also lost his job.
He did.
And good on those people. Honestly, we've got to try to somehow discourage people from this kind of horrible behavior, and it was bad behavior.
And he did the thing where he deleted his social media accounts and no one could find him. But once your picture's out there, people are going to
they can find you.
When they say the internet is undefeated, they truly mean that they will find you.
It's like the Baltimore Ravens fan. You remember he was walking down the street punching people?
Yes.
And people were like, who is he? And 5 minutes later, they had every piece of information on the guy.
Yeah. The other quick note, and I give Jim Harbaugh, a lot of credit for this. He came out today and said, quote, we did him a disservice and didn't put him in positions to be successful. He was talking about his quarterback, Justin. And, you know, Justin Herbert had the horrible game against the Texans. But Jim Harbaugh knows Justin Herbert is going to be his guy. And I think it is just so smart to come out and take the blame. Even maybe if Harbaugh felt that
otherwise,
Justin Herbert didn't play great,
right,
it's always great to come out and say, I was the problem. I was the reason we didn't protect him. We didn't give him the best chance to succeed. Because you don't ever want to lose Herbert. He's your guy. This is the kind of reason why Harbaugh is usually successful.
Yeah.
So
that's a great point. It's the good ones seemingly do that.
Yeah.
They might keep it $100 when they get behind closed doors.
Right. He might have come in the locker room and said, what the hell were you doing out there?
Yeah, exactly. But in public eye, this is the way that you generally handle the younger athlete. Real quick, couple other quick notes before we go to break. I tell you what, we talked about his career possibly being over, but Deontay Johnson gets another shot. He returns.
Already?
He returns to the Ravens on a waiver claim.
So he could be playing in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks?
He cannot.
Or whatever? Oh.
He won't officially move to the Ravens until after February 10th, the day after the Super Bowl. So what happens is they claim, it's like when a player gets released, they go through waivers. Ravens claimed him.
Okay.
Now, if he decides to sign elsewhere during this offseason, the Ravens will get a compensatory
CYA.
That maybe. I mean, if he decides to stay with the team and not elect free agency.
True, but
I mean, yeah, it does seem. I mean, this guy is uber talented, but has been on four teams in a matter of, 3 months?
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much.
Three teams in 3 months. He went from the Panthers to the Ravens to the Texans.
Yeah.
In a hurry.
In a hurry.
And back to the Ravens. So
this is
the fourth team. Then. Yeah. See how that one ends up working out for him. Aside from Jim Harbaugh admitting that they didn't put Herbert in the right position, he's also having two procedures. Having a heart procedure and a hip replacement. So it's going to be a long.
He wasn't moving up and down the sideline with his usual verve the other day.
You know, when it's time for a hip replacement, if you know anybody who's had one, I mean, before they have it, there's no more moving like normal. Like it is.
And after you have it, it's a whole new world.
It's especially nowadays. Those procedures, replacements used to take at least like a full year before you got back to normal walking.
Yeah, I know someone who got a hip replacement and they couldn't
much
feel
shorter
better.
Now.
Like it's
don't
been
forget
awesome
Jim
for
Harbaugh
him.
Did play quarterback in the National Football League. He may have taken a hit or two.
This isn't regular aging.
He's also like wearing cleats on the sidelines as he's coaching. So that just tells you a little bit about this guy.
He's a one of a kind, for sure. All right, we come up with oh boy, sports court.
Yes,
get the wigs. I was laughing harder than I've ever laughed last week when you had the wig on, Scrape. I don't know. I think you may have to wear it again.
Oh wow,
it was really funny.
I can shake my hair.
It's coming up on Gwen and Chris. You don't look as funny without the wig, but you look funny with just the glasses.
You look really funny with the wig.
Oh, totally. Tony, I think you're up, actually. I'm stealing your thunder here.
It is my turn.
My hair is, wait, it's cattywampus.
I know what Tony's about to say.
You know exactly what I'm about to say.
I know what Tony's about to say, so don't say it.
I won't.
Okay, so just give me a second.
I will.
All right. You know, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Reasons Tony's saying it like that is because I was, like, scolding him for not...
Scolding me. Spiro's in 15 seconds. Be ready.
And then it wasn't in there.
Now I can't find Spiro's. Hurry up. We got a little traffic before our sports cards. We have our lovely wigs on. We don't have three of them, so Scraby actually probably gets the better end of this deal with no wig on, because these bad boys are
itchy.
Oh, we waited to the last possible moment. That's why we didn't come on camera right away to put these bad boys on.
True.
So let's check a little traffic and then get the sports court.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, all of these come from Reddit today. Didn't get any good submissions. So if you have any situations and you hear one here and you're like, hey, I want the guys to give me advice on it, then you can send it to me at Matt Scraby. But today, all from Reddit. So let's get started. And Chris, you're going to be up first on this one.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about a dad and his son football watching. We're going to talk about a dad who can't figure out streaming technology. We're going to talk about a friend
who... We got
who...
just the type of judge
yes.
to handle that specific topic.
Get that out of my We're going to talk about a dog walking thing at the end. So stay with us. But here we go, Chris. My son only watches football and sees it in fantasy points and nothing else. I want to talk about the strategy of the game, why a coach did this, why a player did that. When I try and talk to him about that stuff, he ends up making it about fantasy football. For example, Saquon went down the other day when he could have scored a touchdown, and my son really couldn't wrap his head around the fact Saquon did the right thing to bleed the clock out. My son just kept saying, but he could have had a touchdown in his fantasy score. It would have been so much better. He doesn't care if Saquon wanted to end the game. So, Chris, this one goes on to say, it's kind of annoying, and he won't meet me halfway. Do you think I'm overreacting?
The parent?
Yes.
I don't think they're overreacting, but I think the parent has to realize that welcome to this generation. This is how these kids have been brought up, with fantasy football. They haven't been brought up with the strategies of the game. I mean, don't you do the same thing sitting, honestly? I mean, you're a whole different generation, but don't you do the same thing sitting there on a Sunday afternoon when they're on the 8-yard line and your running back's not in the game or your wide receivers?
Yeah. Totally.
So we all do this now. This is how.
But I'm also like, Saquon went down because he wants to end the game. I understand it.
No, all right, but I don't know that this generation understands it. They understand one thing and one thing only, and that's winning their fantasy football game. And football, you know, we said it before, football better not change this.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they ever lost fantasy football, I bet anything that the ratings would plummet.
I wouldn't doubt it, honestly. Tony, is this parent... Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Is this parent overreacting?
To the fact that his son is only concerned about fantasy points versus...
Just learning the game.
No. He's not overreacting. Somebody's got to teach these kids.
What does Trey do? Your son. How does he watch football?
He hasn't been introduced to fantasy.
Oh, good.
Okay. He's learning the game.
Okay.
He knows the game a little bit. He's learning every year.
You don't sit there with him on Sunday and go, now, I need this number 82 to catch this ball in the end zone. I don't have that conversation.
He has heard me saying,
"Okay,
you know, upset because someone dropped a pass or they're not throwing to him," and he'll ask why, and I'll explain to him. And there's a game, fantasy football, where you kind of score. But I think it's a listen. If you want to have a educated son or daughter learning about the game that they enjoy, it's on you to teach them the game. You got to teach them the rules.
Maybe as a parent, how old is this kid? Did we get that in the article?
We did not. But I'm
maybe
assuming...
it's on the parent to keep him out of fantasy sports until he's at least old enough to walk.
Listen,
I think he's like 10 to 13. I don't think
even
he's
better.
A toddler.
He's even better. He's 10 to 13. Until you can pay your own entry fee, you shouldn't be in fantasy.
Good
football.
One, right, Tony. There you go.
Yeah, I do.
Here.
You shouldn't be able to play. And, you know, I think that will kind of eliminate having to worry about this. Quite frankly, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, they should be out playing these sports and, you know, outside doing these things as opposed to looking at their another reason to look at their phone and check fantasy points, scores.
All right. Good answers, guys.
Thank you. I think Tony's was really good.
Yeah, I do too. Here's the one that's going to remind us of someone on the show.
Uh-oh.
And this is why I chose this from Reddit. My dad just cannot embrace technology. He is so confused by all these streaming things.
I know this is me.
And I have really shown patience with helping him acclimate, but it's getting to the point where I don't care to help anymore.
This is Scraby.
I cannot handle one more text asking, what channel is the Prime TV channel? Or, why does my last channel button not work? And then in all caps, because it's an app, Dad! It's an app! It's not cable! There is no The Prime TV channel, and there is no channel to switch back to. My mom tells me I'm being mean and I should just help. Tony, do I have a duty and obligation to continue to help my clueless dad?
I hate to say it, but you do. You got an obligation to take care of your pops. He brought you in this world. He could have took you
he
out.
He could take you out, right? Yeah.
He could have took you out. Maybe he can't take you out anymore.
I think that's a Richard Pryor line, but if it isn't, it should be. Might be Bill Cosby.
Yeah, no, listen, I think you should help. You should teach and help along the way. Now, listen, we know there are certain elderly folk that they don't want to learn. They are done learning. They just want it done for them. And you may have to accept the reality that that may be your pops moving forward.
That would be tough.
It would be.
I can totally feel myself in this situation.
It would be. But listen, Dad, I'm not going to be able to get over here all the time, man. I'm going to need you to figure these just 2-3 steps. You can call me on the other stuff, but terms of getting the Prime Video, which is what you seem to me use a lot.
No, the Prime TV channel.
No, not the Prime TV channel. The Prime app. We got to get you on that, Dad. But it is your responsibility, son, to get him there.
All right. Chris, what do you think?
I think you just only brought this up to take a shot at me, but I think you've missed.
This is a Reddit post.
Here's the reason you've missed. And it's a Reddit post that you put your own twist on. I'm
massaged a little bit. Yeah,
I'm sure.
My
you
point
did.
Being, I am not yet to the. Now, I don't claim to be perfect on the newfangled stuff, but you cannot argue that I am the kind of person that says, I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want to learn. I don't care. I am always trying to get better at it. And so, you know, this would not be an example of me. If my godson or goddaughter tried to teach me something, I'm more than happy to try and learn it. And I ask them questions, trying to get better at it. So, I don't remember what your court question was.
Is it their duty to help?
I don't think it's your duty. I think it's up to the parent. If they show interest, then it's your duty. If they, as Tony said, if they blow the whole thing off, then I think for you, you just say, well, then you're going to have to continue to struggle with your world.
Dominic says, I get it. I do this from across the country. It's frustrating, but you got to breathe and walk them through it. I mean, being on the phone would be even more
infuriating. I have to do this often with my lovely wife.
Really?
Not with the TV stuff. She's good with that stuff.
With?
Phone. Phone. Oh. The phone sometimes.
Well, iPhones are confusing.
They're not confusing, Scraby.
This is not a situation of newfangled electronics, but my wife, I take the trash out every week. Once a week, you got to run it out to the sidewalk. And our we have a little lock on the gate. And the lock has to be opened from the outside. If you open it around the inside, it gets stuck against the wall. There's not enough room. Well, last week I wasn't here, and my wife did the trash. Somehow, she put the lock in from the other side. And then when I got back, she said, I can't get the gate open. I think the lock is stuck. We're stuck for like 3 hours. I was trying to cut the lock off the gate.
Oh, my gosh.
These kinds of things do frustrate me just a tad.
When that pressure mounts, you go to all kinds of...
I couldn't get the thing off. This gate's never going to be opened again.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, we move on to the next one, and this one is interesting. I can't tell anyone this, and I can't get it out of my head, so I go to Reddit. I went to the beach last week, and it was a group of 10 people, 3 couples and 4 singles. We decided to play some co-ed beach volleyball, and everything was going great until this happened. My friend's girlfriend went to go dive for a ball, and I was just watching, and when I looked, my friend's girlfriend's bathing suit bottom somehow untied, and I caught a full-on look at... Well, you know.
Her backside.
Nope, her front side. I was stunned and wasn't hating what I saw. And looking back, I probably should have looked away, but I didn't. Bottom line, she knows I saw and I know she saw me. We haven't said anything. I'm cool with her and don't mind hanging out with them, but I would never do anything to hurt my friend. So, Chris, do I tell my friend this happened? I feel super guilty.
I can't throw this one out of the courtroom.
No, you cannot.
This is a legit question.
No, you cannot.
It's a legit question. I don't know that I want to offer it up. I do know that if it can come out somehow organically, and I haven't figured that out exactly how that's going to be, but, you know, I don't know. Your friend says, boy, my wife... Been looking good lately. Yeah, I agree with you. No, I don't know what you said.
That is a good one. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't think you can say... Just... Honestly, I think the only reason... I think the only reason you'd be saying something is to deal with your own guilt. But I don't think it's going to help your friend to hear this.
I agree.
He may hear it from his wife, actually. She can maybe say it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, you're kind of off the hook. But no, I don't think you say this. You just have to deal with your own guilt, and that's just one of those hang with them.
You're like, hey, bro, congrats.
No, you don't say that.
What do you think, Tony?
I say you pretend like you didn't see anything.
I think so.
I think that's the only way to go. It's like, I didn't see anything. You just go to your grave with that. I didn't see anything. That way, it removes all awkwardness. I didn't see anything. I promise. I didn't see anything. Keep moving.
He said he stared longer than he should have.
That's where the problem is. Like, unfortunately for him.
If it ever does come up, don't share that particular sentence.
Well, here's
under
the problem. If she saw him, it doesn't matter what he says.
I know.
If you stare, you put yourself in a whole other category.
It's like Jerry Seinfeld said on the show, if you see something like that, you got to treat it like you're looking at the sun.
Exactly.
It's a quick glance and then look away.
Exactly.
You don't stare at the sun.
You can't stare, man.
Dominic has another good one. This happened to me, sort of. At the beach, my girlfriend's sister standing across from me, and the tie on her top came undone. They were out. She didn't even know, and I had to tell her.
They were out.
She didn't know, and he had to tell her?
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
oh,
I guess wow. So. Jocelyn says, you can't tell him you've seen her.
All right, that's fine.
Think we've made the decision. Yeah, you can't tell her.
Don't tell her.
All right, final one. I was walking my dogs the other day, and I run into this situation quite often. I have 3 dogs. One of them is named Ducky. And
a dog named Ducky?
Yes, this is me.
Okay.
And when walking down the sidewalk, we will run into a standoff between us and a person walking down the sidewalk towards us. I believe since I have 3 dogs, the person with less dogs should move across the street.
Oh, boy.
But these
Larry
people
David
don't move.
Right here.
Tony, do I have the right of way on a sidewalk because I have more dogs?
The right of way. There is no right of way. I think... The first person to make eye contact or the first person to see the other side. they're the ones that should move. Because you want to avoid the dog not knowing how dogs are going to react to one another.
Yes.
So if I'm walking down the street, me and you walking down the street, I got my two dogs, you got your three, and I see you before you see me,
yeah,
I'm going to cross the street.
Okay.
If it's vice versa, I think you should cross the street.
Fair. Chris?
I was on a tiny sidewalk the other day. A man with two dogs was walking right in the same lane I was. I saw him before he saw me. So I angled out of the way. Just as I was angling out of the way, he saw me and he thought he'd be the nice guy to angle out of the way. So now we were caught in the same line again. We did one of those little hesitation things.
And what happened?
We finally got past.
You got past. Yeah. Okay. So the answer to this one is whoever sees the other person first.
I think that would be the way to
go.
I'm
just going to stare at the ground for the rest of eternity. All right. That's it for sports.
Because you never want to move.
Well, exactly. It's hard to get the three dogs into the street they walk very well.
Okay.
Anyway,
should be able to move across the street.
833-288-0973. Chris versus the fans coming back on 97.3 The Fan.